Welcome back to another broadcast. Looking at John chapter 8, verse number 31. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. I know that you and I have experienced this verse in our lives, in particular when we came to know Christ as Savior. Before that moment, we believed things that were not true, but yet when we finally did know the truth, and then we believed in the truth, it was the truth of the gospel that set us free. You know, we've been talking about lies and lies that we believe. And the victory is not going to be accomplished by us trying to battle through or trying to overcome, making commitments, making promises, striving in a greater way to change, or committing ourselves to becoming more holy. Because the actions that we perform are usually based on something that we believe. I know I worked with an individual in a particular setting, and he had a behavior that he was demonstrating. And a psychological term was brought up, but I think it's still relevant. And someone said, well, what is the function of the behavior? And what they meant by that phrase was, well, I know that they're having this behavior, but they're doing that behavior either in response to something or as an attempt to accomplish something. And if we can understand what they're trying to avoid or what they're trying to accomplish, then we can help them accomplish it in a better way than this poor behavior that they are demonstrating. And so if we are going to really look at our lives, we need to not only look at what we do, but to identify truly the root cause or the motive behind that which we do. And when we perform actions for wrong beliefs or based on a false belief system, then our actions are nothing more than attempts of our flesh to try and compensate for the negative experiences in our lives. But when we come to know Christ as Savior, He changes us. Case in point, I ran an addictions recovery program for about 2.5 years, and I used to make this statement. You know, alcohol and drugs is not the problem. The problem is that people have problems. And what they do is they turn to alcohol and drugs as a solution to their problems. And so if we're looking at somebody that we're going to try and help and maybe to stop drinking, it's not good enough to just say, stop drinking, put off drinking, and find another habit that you're going to be able to do. Whenever you want to drink, go do something else. I've heard those phrases before. Well, that something else that they do will wear off its impact, or they will become bored with it, and they're still going to be striving or wanting to go back and cling to the alcohol. Why? Because they had problems, and they thought the only hope or solution or escape from the problems was to turn to alcohol to alter their mood, to make their body feel better, which then made their soul feel better, and they were relieved of the stress and struggle of life. And until we change their thought about that lie that they believe, that alcohol can help them, we cannot help them. And that's why it takes people so many times of going to one rehab or one program after another, because they haven't hit bottom yet. And when they finally realize that their modus operandi or their mode of always turning to alcohol is non-productive and that they are in serious trouble, then and then only can they be willing to reach out and try and find the help that they need. But before we look down our spiritual noses at individuals who drink, because you might not drink, we were looking at situations that might be prevalent to your life and my life, and actions that we may have or responses to life situations that we may have that really might not be any better than the person who turns to drink because we turn to something else. we were spelling out the word truth, and we talked about T stands for trigger event, an event that occurs in your life that brings about some kind of a response inside of you. It usually stirs me, it agitates me, and next thing you know, I start thinking things. You know, if this happens, people are going to find out, or I'm going to be embarrassed, or what am I going to do, or what am I going to say? How can I face them? And all of those thoughts begin to rush through your heart and through your mind. And so we talked about T for trigger event, and those thinkings that I was just saying, we call reckless thinking. And then we talked about the unhealthy or unspiritual response. And that could be anything from yelling and screaming to punching the wall to kicking the dog to making threats and whatever else you may do, or others that you may know that are in a stressful situation, how they might respond, explode, or the opposite, withdraw and no longer talk and to be in avoidance. And then we saw the other T stands for truth. So we've got trigger, reckless thinking, unspiritual, unhealthy response, and now truthful thinking. And we talked about, suppose somebody locked their keys in the car, and what could be some right thinking, you know, the right perspective. Locking the keys in the car is, you know, to err is human. I'm probably not the first person to do this. You know what? It's not the end of the world. I'll explain it to those that I keep waiting. I'll explain what happened. Surely they're going to understand. They've probably done the same. But you know what? That's not how we think. We think the complete opposite of that. But if we look at a situation and assess it truthfully, see, that's what God wants to do. He wants to bring the right perspective to your life. And when you have a right perspective to your life, what you really have is a spiritual perspective. Remember, the one was called an unhealthy response, but I continually relabeled it unspiritual response. What it really is it's the fleshly response. It's the carnal response. How many people do you know explode, yell, scream, threat, or cry, promise to leave, promise to kill themselves, or whatever else it is? These are all the kind of responses we're talking about that are unspiritual, unhealthy, unspiritual responses. T stands for truthful thinking. And then when you're thinking correctly, then you can respond correctly. When we get the Holy Spirit's perspective on a situation, then He can lead us in our lives. And what will happen is then the fruit of the Spirit will be demonstrated in our lives. And so I'm looking at this situation. I don't know, I've used it many times here so far. You've locked your keys in the car. What do I want to do? I'll be honest with you. I want to kick the car. I'd like to punch the windshield, but the way things go for me, I'd either break the windshield and have to pay for that, or I'd break my hand. So it's not going to work. But your flesh wants to do things like that. But when I found myself in spots like that, I stop and think, and it's not the end of the world. Take a deep breath. Now, God, I need you to help me with this. Help me to think right here. And next thing you know, He brings a solace to my soul. He brings a peace that passes understanding. And what's the fruit of the Spirit? Love, joy, peace. And He brings me that peace that I need. And I've been through so many situations. And the most difficult situations are not the ones where you lock your keys in the car. It's not the ones where you get a flat tire. It's not the ones where you run out of gas. It's situations that are usually attached to other people. So let's look at some potential triggers that might be in your life. Here are some examples. And you might want to just keep a mental checklist of ones that maybe you have in the past pertain to you or you think would really move you. Death of a loved one. I buried my father. I remember when someone called me and gave me the news. It was not the best day of my life. It was a very difficult day in my life. But you know what? My world didn't crumble. I didn't scream, I didn't fall apart, I didn't explode, I didn't lose my faith. But there'd be some people that if they lost a loved one, it would just be the trigger that would move them. And then, of course, looking way ahead, what's their unhealthy thinking going to be, or wrongful thinking going to be? Then what's going to be their unhealthy or unspiritual or carnal response? How about a divorce. Maybe you've been through one, maybe you haven't. Maybe you're fearful of one, maybe you're in a spot that might turn that direction. I'm thinking of a man that I know. I just overheard a conversation yesterday, and he has to go and appear for some paperwork or whatever for that topic. My heart just went out to him. Oh, it's so sad. His world is crumbling apart around him. But what's the reaction going to be? Is it a trigger? Is it a major moving event in his life? Marital separation, personal injury or illness, struggling in your marriage, a job loss, or major financial strain. These could be considered major triggers events in your life. And then there's trigger events in your life that don't seem as major as that, but sometimes they bring about major carnal responses in people, like small weight gain, interruptions. You're having a conversation or something's happening, somebody interrupt you. You're doing home repairs. Oh, that was one for me. Being trapped as the perfectionist that I was, home repairs, everything had to be perfect. And of course, it never was. When it comes to being an electrician, which I used to be years ago, I was the elite. When I took my test for my journeyman papers and I wired up some timers and motors and everything else that I had to do, the person that was the head of that whole entire department in the huge steel mill that I work said, take a picture of that. I want you to show that to every student because that's what we want their work to look like. That's me when it comes to being an electrician. But when it comes to being a carpenter or a plumber or anything like that, Mo, Larry, and Curly. I'm telling you, the world just falls apart. Things just go wrong. And so here, home repairs. You know, I crumbled more in my life from home repairs than I did when my father died. See, because the home repairs were triggering unhealthy responses in my heart and mind. If I couldn't build that shelf to make it go right, and it wouldn't hang right, or it wouldn't fasten to the wall, or it wasn't level, or it wasn't a good idea, or it wasn't going to work, what are they going to think? They're going to think, what idiot did this? And then they're going to ask, and then they're going to find out it's me. And there I am. If I just had a brain, I'd be dangerous. Now, if you've been listening to these broadcasts, that whole last phrase, if I had a brain, I'd be dangerous, goes all the way back to my childhood. And so home repairs not going well is going to bring about an explosive response from me. What's the function of the behavior? Afraid that people are going to think I'm stupid. And so I had to not become a better carpenter. I just need to stop believing the lies. And when I stopped believing the lies, everything else began to change from that moment on. My reactions changed, my actions changed, my relationships changed, because I was no longer living in fear of a lie. So for you, small weight gain. Next thing you know, you step on the scale. For some of you, if I said you weighed 125 pounds, you would crumble. Some of you, if I said you weighed 125 pounds, you'd be jumping up in the air and kicking your heels, okay? But some people, when their whole self-worth is in what they look like, hey, honey, I want to tell you that as you get older, it gets more difficult to hold things together. There are people that are just making lots of money off of us with makeup that you can buy and non-wrinkling and things you can do for your hair, all to stop the aging process. But guess what? It's going to happen. But if it really makes you struggle, it's revealing that there are some false beliefs that you have about yourself. And those beliefs need to change to the truth. Because when you believe the truth, it's going to make you free. We're going to pick up more on this, but until the next time, God bless.